Good morning and welcome to this podcast about the Institutional Web Managers Workshop, which will be held at the University of Manchester on the 6th to the 8th of July 2005. This podcast will give an overview of the technical infrastructure which will be provided at this year's events. We'll be giving an overview of the technologies and how this year we'll be carrying out an experiment to see how such technologies can be used to support the event. So I'm pleased to say that at this year's conference venue, there will be a Wi-Fi network available. And about a third of the delegates have indicated a willingness to bring along a network device. In most cases, this will be a laptop, but there will also be a number of PDAs and other type devices. So the thing we'll be looking to explore is the extent to which such devices and such a infrastructure can be used to support the learning at the event, to enrich the event without causing problems, without causing distractions to others. So there'll be an acceptable use policy at the event in which we'll be encouraging delegates to make use of the network and networked applications to further the learning processes at the event, whilst being aware of potential difficulties to others. So this might be to minimise disruptions to others and to be aware of legal privacy and copyright concerns. In a way, this will be an experiment, and I hope delegates will appreciate this. So if it goes wrong, well, that's a valuable learning experience, and you'll know the mistakes to avoid if you try and introduce similar approaches within your own institutions. So the technologies we'll be using, clearly people with the devices will have access to their own email, but we hope we'll be doing more than this. We'll be looking to provide an infrastructure that can be used directly with the content of the workshop. So for example, we'll be providing access to wikis, collaborative web-based authoring environments, which can be used to provide notes about the talks or to keep notes on the topics raised in the discussion group sessions and the panel sessions. So the technology we'll be using is something called Wikalong. If you Google for Wikalong, you'll find the main web page. So we would suggest that prior to the workshop, you download the Wikalong extension for the Firefox browser or bookmarklet for Internet Explorer and have a play in advance. If you don't have time to do that, that's not a problem. You won't need to have any additional software installed, but this will just make things a bit easier. We will also be supporting an instant messaging environment, and we would hope to set up a number of chat rooms in which people can go and discuss the topics that they're currently listening to. We'll intend to make use of a Jabber environment. So again, we would suggest that you install a Jabber instant messaging client and register for a Jabber ID. The Jabber client that I've been using is called GAIM, and that's G-A-I-M. So again, if you Google for GAIM and Jabber, you'll find the website. So they're the two main applications that we would expect people to use if they're so interested in. We will also be using a couple of other applications. So primarily, we'll be looking to use the Voice over IP application known as Skype. So this will allow a small number of remote participants to listen in to some of the talks and also to participate in some of the discussion groups. And we'll also be having a blogger at the workshop, somebody who will keep a note on their blog about how things develop during the 3 days. And finally, we intend to provide a podcast of the main talks. So I will be recording various talks, as I'm recording this talk now, and then we'll process the MP3 file and make it available as a podcast. So lots of exciting new things to be trying at this workshop. So I hope you find them useful, and if not, well, let us know and we'll see how we can learn from the problems experienced. See you in Manchester. Bye.